This week's Torah portion is called Yitro. Moses had been growing very wary. He was adjudicating all of the cases which had arisen among the Israelites from early in the morning to late at night. To alleviate this enormous burden, Yitro, or Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, suggests to him a system for establishing lower courts to adjudicate the more domestic cases, while Moses would only be in charge of handling the most important and complex cases. What stands out for many in this story is the fact that Moses took advice from his father-in-law. I think there is something else well worth pointing out. Yitro is not a Jewish gentleman. In fact, he is a Midianite priest. So Moses could have said, I'm not going to take advice from him. After all, he is a Midianite. He does not share my values. He's not one of us. But we need to remember that this was one of the qualities that made Moses not only a great leader, but a role model to emulate. We refer to him as Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses our teacher, because a good teacher listens to other perspectives. Contemporary academicians would do their pupils and themselves a great service if they would listen to other perspectives. We all need to do a better job of listening and considering other points of view. One of the reasons social media is so saturated with venom and irrational discourse is because many of us live in echo chambers. We immerse ourselves in environments that do not challenge our own ideas. So when we see some view articulated which deviates with ours, even on the most minutest level, we go absolutely nuts. My friends, I too have many strong opinions on a whole host of issues, especially as it pertains to religion, and I have always felt that my views were sharpened and made even more powerful when I listened and considered other perspectives that were different and sometimes even radically different than my own. Just as we need to exercise the body, we also need to exercise the mind. The great sage Ben Zoma teaches, who is wise? One who learns from every person. So, my friends, let us resolve to be wiser by opening up our ears and listening to other perspectives. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel of Kehilat Moshe. Please check us out on the web at kehilatmoshe.org. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. And if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to get in touch with us or to sponsor one of our podcasts. We welcome that opportunity as well. Thank you for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.